Hi, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Adolescence is a tricky thing, and being a parent of an adolescent is even trickier, I'd say. Your teenager's growing up and changing. They're trying to find themselves while also having to deal with society telling them what's right and what's wrong and what to do and what not to do. But we know that it isn't up to society to do that. We know that the best way to find out who we really are and our true purpose is by following the gospel of Jesus Christ. For years, your children have grown up going to church. They started in nursery and worked their way to primary. Now they're in young men's or young women's, and suddenly the excitement for church on Sundays slowly starts to diminish. Suddenly they don't want to go to mutual, or they don't want to sit in Sunday school. And you start to feel like, okay, where did I go wrong? Did I not teach them correctly? Did I not show them how important church was? Don't take it personally. I think most of us went through a similar stage when we were teenagers. I remember growing up in California, and all of my friends went to the beach and hung out on Sundays, and how I yearned to be there. But my mom would say no and reminded me how important it was to dedicate that day to God. You might feel as a parent that you're struggling to get through your child, but don't give up. Be consistent and be loving, and they will understand. I'm not going to lie, it can be hard to sit through 3 hours of church. It's not something only children have a hard time with, but adults do too. But it's not about getting through church. It's about savoring the messages that we hear at church. If your teen has a hard time paying attention or thinks church is boring, invite them to take notes of each message. I used to struggle so much sometimes while having to listen to talks, but I decided I would start taking notes, and it would help me just wake me right up, you know? And when you're taking notes, you really have to listen and you have to be alert. And as you write things down, it will also help you to better ingrain the message in your mind. So try it out. Have them bring a notebook and a pen and just jot down any thoughts or questions, concerns, whatever it is that they might have. Later on, you both can talk about it or discuss it during family home evening. I'm sure that as they do that, they'll be able to gain a greater appreciation for the words that they're listening to. Another reason why teens may sometimes feel they don't enjoy church is because they feel alone. They're lonely. They're in that stage where their friends are the most important thing, and not having a friend at church can make a huge difference. It's important that they have someone that they can confide in, that they can trust in at church. Teens who have friends at church tend to continue to come, even in their adulthood. And as they struggle, they all struggle together during their teen years. And so they're able to go through that together and continue to live the gospel. If this is something that your teen is struggling with, talk to them. Know what's going on and maybe the reasons why they don't want to attend church. You can also talk to his or her young woman or young men's leader and ask them for help. Sometimes it just takes a warm welcome or a warm invitation to make someone feel like they belong. But I think overall, the most important thing that we can do is just be the best example for our kids. If we want them to value the gospel, we must value the gospel. If we want them to listen and to take notes on what they're learning, then we should do the same. Be an example to your kid and show them why you think attending church is important. You can even share personal experiences that you had as a teenager and how church helped you. I know sometimes we might feel like our children aren't listening to us, but they do. They listen and they watch and they pay attention to our actions. Like Joy D. Jones said, children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate. I found this great video on MormonChannel.org called "The Sabbath is a Delight." It explains the importance and value of the Sabbath and why we honor it. So feel free to check it out and share it with your teenager at home or during family home evening. It might help them to get more of a visual of why church is important. Sunday should be a delight. It's not about just going to church, and it's not about just the talks. It's about the reason why we're there. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about remembering his sacrifice and how it applies to our lives personally. Some of you may be in a similar situation like the one we talked about today, or you've gone through it before with your teen. So let us know what has helped you and how you've dealt with it. Leave us a comment below. We would love to hear your thoughts. And for you youth, I just want to share some sweet words by Dieter F. Uchtdorf. He says, "The most powerful being in the universe is the Father of your spirit. He knows you. He loves you with a perfect love." Please know that God loves you, that He wants you there, and that you belong. Thank you for listening to our show today. Remember, you can tune in every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration, and make sure to check out our other videos, blogs, or music on mormonchannel.org.